there. Welcome back to Content with a Purpose, the podcast that blends marketing strategy with real talk about what it actually takes to grow a purpose-driven business without burning out. I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and today we're going to talk about content. So, if you've been pouring your heart into your content lately, showing up, sharing your truth, refining your message, and still not seeing the results you hope for, this episode is for you. Because here's the truth. If your content isn't converting, it's not necessarily because you are doing something wrong. Sometimes the real blocks are more subtle, hiding in how you connect, how you present yourself, and how you align emotionally with your audience. So today we're diving into 5 hidden reasons your content may not be landing, and more importantly, how you can reclaim your momentum. So without any delay, let's begin. Many entrepreneurs assume they know their audience inside and out. But over time, people evolve, their dreams, needs, and challenges shift, and so must the way you speak to them. You have to go beyond demographics into their heart space, their values, beliefs, struggles. That is what creates resonance. When you listen deeply, tailor thoughtfully, and meet them where they are, your content becomes a bridge, not a monologue. Ask yourself, what does your audience need to hear? Not just today, but in this season, for them to grow. When you go beyond basic demographics and focus into the audience interests, values, and lifestyle choices, you can tailor your content to meet their specific needs and desires, making it more likely to convert. Now, I want you to focus on your audience pain points and challenges. When you address and solve real problems, your audience, either the reader, the user, your client, your future client maybe, will naturally attract and align with more engagement. What does this mean? This means that you have to actively understand your audience through various channels such as social media, forums, and direct feedback. So how can you do this? You do this by looking into your audience through various channels such as the social media, the forums, and direct feedback. And after that, after you are doing all that research, ask yourself, how has your audience changed from the last time you created the ideal client profile to or open your business to this at this time? And when you do this exercise, you will notice that they have changed. Understanding these changes will help you to not only have a better message because you're understanding your audience, but you are going to be speaking to them, along with them. You will be aligned with what they want to hear to solve their problems, their challenges, or basically help them to have a better life. Now let's transition to the facts and the emotions in the content. Yes, facts inform, but emotions move. Without an emotional connection, even the most polished article or marketing piece can feel hollow. Your audience isn't looking for perfection, they're looking for connection. The storytelling, the vulnerability, and the authenticity needs to breathe life into your words. Because they invite people to see themselves inside your brand, not just next to it. But you don't have to manufacture urgency or compromise. You simply need to let your voice, your brand voice, and your story carry truth, compassion, and hope. Your brand isn't just what you offer. It is about making people feel seen, heard, and valued. And when you do this, people are more likely to remember and act on content that resonates with them emotionally. By sharing relatable stories, you will not only evoke emotions such as happiness, sadness, excitement, or empathy, but you are also going to make your content more memorable and impactful. The stories you share will humanize your brand, making it more relatable and fostering a deeper connection with your audience. Moreover, using emotional triggers in your content can significantly influence your audience behavior. For instance, creating a sense of urgency can prompt an immediate action. However, highlighting the benefits and positive outcomes of your product can make a long-lasting message. For instance, creating a sense of urgency or scarcity can make your audience to jump into the offer. But when you highlight the benefits and positive outcomes of using your product or service, you can evoke feelings of hope and optimism that will not only make them jump into your offer, but will also create a loyalty connection because they are feel integrated in what you are saying. By understanding the emotional triggers that resonate with your audience, you can craft content that not only engages, but also drives them to take action. However, it is important to use these triggers ethically and authentically to maintain trust and credibility. And that's where your purpose-driven business and your purpose-driven brand comes in. Now, ask yourself, where can you invite more realness and emotional texture into your messages this week? Something that you can reflect it. Now, let's transition to the rest part. How your content looks and feels is just as important as what it says. It needs to have a balance, okay? Empty designs or a lot of wording, but in a very awful packaging doesn't work. It needs to be balanced. And you also need to know what kind of presentation and balance your audience needs, because not everybody learns or absorbs knowledge in the same way. Some people need visuals, others prefer short videos, others long-form podcasts, others reading, others just images. So, the format and presentation of your content can significantly impact its effectiveness and conversion potential. There are different types of contents, and you know it. Blog posts, videos, infographics, podcasts, carousel posts, reels. And you have to cater to different preferences and habits and how they consume media, okay? By offering different formats, you can reach a broader audience, and you can cater to different learning styles, as I was saying. When you diversify your content formats, you make sure that you can capture the attention of different segments of your audience. You have your audience, and you have your demographics, and you have your psychographics, but now you're going to pinpoint to each one of them into their different learning styles and how they consume media. Everybody is different. So if you have these broad formats, different formats, this variety of formats, you're going to be able to get in touch with more and more segments of your audience. Now let's focus on the presentation. Presentation, as I said, not because it's a great cake, but it tastes amazing, but it looks awful, you are not going to eat it. It's just a perception and how it's going to be consumed. When you have a well-structured and visually appealing piece of content, it is much, much likely to hold the reader's attention. As they say, it's a scroll stopper. This includes headings, subheadings, the hook, the breakup text, the images, the video, how the music goes in, the music goes out, and you have to make sure that the layout is clean and easy to navigate. When you are talking about, social media or website, or I'm talking about everything that is digital. And remember, everything has to make sense for the person who is reading, for your audience. You have to look at the font sizes, the spacing, the contrast between the back part and the front that is enjoyable. And also, when you are putting all your content outside, you have to take into account that nowadays media consumption is done not on the large TVs or not on the large computers, but on your phone. Even though you have a very large screen, you still have a is way smaller than your notebook or desktop or TV. So you have to make sure that all the content is optimized to fit in that little square, and that is can be easily accessed for any mobile device. Yes, I'm going to be a little bit technical right now. So for mobile device, it is just a quick recap. That means that anything that you put out has to be responsive, loading quickly, and displaying correctly on all types of screen sizes. And you have to pay attention to the format and presentation. So when you are asked, if you are a do-it-yourself, make sure if you are using Elementor on WordPress or in Wix or any other website management platform, make sure that they have the desktop and the mobile versions, and you can edit your website or your content for both. So when you're doing that, pay attention that both formats are in aligned with what you want to share, and they are engaging and offers an effective experience for your audience. Now, as a quick homework, if you want to call it like that, review your five your last five pieces of content and look at them. Skim, are they easy to read? Are they nice? Do they have enough images? Are the images all are they rendered correctly in mobile and desktop? So if not, just change it a little bit, just a little bit of effort and tweaking them for mobile friendly. So let's step aside a little bit of the technical part, and let's talk about this content that you have worked so hard and you want to put it outside in the digital world. The timing and frequency are critical factors that can influence the success of your content. Not because you're posting every day, or not because you're posting once a week or a month, can mean that you're doing things right or wrong. All the about all what it is about content and scheduling and the timing or the frequencies, it is a matter of data and analytics. You have to look at your data to see when is your audience more engaged. Doesn't mean that the scheduling app is wrong, because they will give you a very good sense of when your audience is more engaged. But you also have to look at your engagement rate on each one of your posts. So they might say, yes, at X hour, your audience is more engaged, but your posts are not converting the same as when you're doing it in a different one, because everyone is different. What I'm trying to say is you have to analyze your audience behavior and engagement patterns to determine the best times to post. Look into your analytics, either in Google, either in any your scheduler, and also your conversion rates. That's the main topics on this part. Now, the other part is I want to say is frequency. Reels are everywhere. TikTok is everywhere, and short videos is everywhere in YouTube Shorts. And we are talking about mass consumption of content, media content. And what you want to have is a right balance, so you don't have an audience fatigue, and you also, as a business owner or a organization leader, you don't want to be burned out. While you can post a lot and have no engagement because you're just throwing out your content, or you are literally posting once a month or maybe every other 6 months, and that also doesn't work. Again, finding the right balance is key. And again, it is about understanding your audience preference and testing different posting frequencies to see what works best. In the end, it is always going to go back to your analytics. But hear me out. There will be some posts or some content that are time sensitive, like updates, event announcements, website, webinars, fundraising, launches of any kind of product or service. Those are very detail oriented, and they have time sensitive. So you plan them differently than the rest of your everyday post and your content. So you have to have an engagement strategy for event content. which is different from the day-to-day content. Homework for you. Look at your audience behavior for the last month. Are they most active in the morning, during lunch, evening? Are you posting too much? Are you overwhelming them? Are you posting too little? You are almost invisible. What is it? Where are you situated? Where is your content situated right now? Ask yourself, what does my audience receiving right now from me, and is it receiving at the right time? And I know I said I was not going to talk about technical stuff, but hear me out. This is a good thing to focus on. User experience or UX for technical people out there. It is important. Okay? When your amazing content is underperforming, it might not be actually the content, but the experience your user is having with your website, either in mobile or in desktop. So when you are focusing on your mobile or desktop, I want to say right now all about the menu, the navigation menu. That is your secret weapon. The navigation menus is literally the breadcrumbs you're going to use to help your clients find whatever you want them to do. So if you have a make no sense navigation menu that is just all over the place, or is so clunky, or is so full that just by looking at it you need another map just to decipher what the heck is going on, you have a problem. The easiest way to do this is to focus on categories, products, services, and hierarchical. That means what is the main topic that you want them to find, that leads to the second, that leads to the third. And when you improve your navigation, you create a more enjoyable and efficient experience for your audience. And that will definitely improve engagement and conversion rates. I guarantee that one. And in the same way that you're going to do on desktop, you are going to do the same for mobile. Just make sure that it makes sense, that is easy, and that is friendly for the user. Whew, we have talked about many things right now. So let's make a quick pause and a little bit of a promo. So if you are craving the clarity and grounded way to bring your brand to life, I created something just for you. I want you to check out my do-it-yourself brand strategy kit on Etsy. And it is a step-by-step digital workbook. It's a PDF, as everything in Etsy that is workbooks. And it will help you define your message, position your offer, and show up with confidence and purpose. It is designed for you, entrepreneurs and leaders, and nonprofit organizations who are ready to own their voice and attract aligned clients without hiring a full branding team. So you can find the link in the show notes. Now let's go back to the episode. Right now I want to talk about authenticity and letting your voice shine and be very intentional on aligning all your content to your brand mission, vision, and your values. Because when your brand reflects the true personality and the values, it feels real, it feels relatable, and it builds trust and fosters a deeper connection with your audience. So when you are transparent and honest in your content, you increase not only conversion rates, but you have something that is called, you build a bridge, and that bridge becomes loyalty. I don't know if that makes sense. You create a bridge for trust. You're trustworthy, and you have the loyalty of your customers. So your brand's voice is critical when you create authentic content. A consistent and distinctive voice can make your brand more recognizable and memorable. Well, whether your voice is formal, casual, humorous, or inspirational, it should align with your brand's identity and resonate with your audience. Consistency in the voice helps in creating a cohesive brand experience. which can strengthen the emotional bond with your audience and lead to higher engagement and conversion rates. So, how can you do this? You can do this by incorporating personal anecdotes, experiences, stories that add authenticity to your content. This is absolutely important if you're in the nonprofit sector. You share real stories and insights from what is happening, from your impact, and that will help create more loyal base, loyalty with your base, because you're humanizing your brand. You are sharing what is happening and the impact you are making. And by doing this, you are bringing these customers, this audience, to be part of that experience. Now, you can also do, if you are not a nonprofit or an organization, you can, as a service provider, you can also use user-generated content, testimonials, reviews, social media posts. They when they show how good they are, how good you are, it enhances the authenticity of your brand and provides social proof. And that's what I want you to take from this part of authenticity and to let your voice shine. So remember, when there's a lot of templates and formulas for your brand, the secret weapon will always be you, your real story, your experiences, and your values. So now you know it, just be you. Remember, people don't connect with brands just because they're beautiful. They connect with the energy, the honesty, and the realness of the brand. That's where you have to focus. Wow, it was a very long episode. As I said, I'm back to my roots. I'm back to doing this a little bit more focused and with more and more intentional for you, my listeners. And as you move forward with your content strategy, remember that the digital landscape is constantly evolving. So staying attuned to your audience needs, preference, and behaviors is essential for maintaining relevance and effectiveness. So let's do a little recap of the five hidden reasons your content might not be converting. First, you are speaking to your audience as a monologue. You are not aligned with them or what their needs and what their wants or their challenges, because they are evolving and you got stuck. Two, there is no emotional anchor. Again, you are preaching without listening first. Third, the format and the presentation needs to be catered to all the learning styles your audience have. So the more you have, the more engagement you're going to have. And by the more, I mean the different channels of learning styles, visual, audio, and reading. Also, number four, your timing and frequency are off. That means that you either Jimmy the Cricket never post anything, or you are overwhelming your audience, and you are posting in there at the wrong times. So look at your analytics and check out when your audience, in your experience with your data, is the best. And five, your brand voice is not relatable. You're not shining your truth. You're not shining your truth, and it doesn't feel authentic. So be real, be consistent, be you. You don't need a full, like, redo. Just a few conscious shifts in how you show up with your brand and share will make a great difference in the conversion rate and the engagement with your content. And don't forget, I created for you the Do-It-Yourself Brand Strategy Kit. It's waiting for you on Etsy. So if you're ready to get clear, aligned, and start converting with more confidence, check the show notes for the link. And if today's episode brings something of value to you, please share it with other entrepreneurs and business owners that might need it too. Remember, we're here to collaborate and make the most. And also leave a quick review. It means the world to me. So until next time, and remember, your voice matters more than you know.